We are learning Masechtas Nedarim, Daf, Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on Pei Beis and Mabeis, two lines from the bottom. We had a Machloikis, Shmuel or Rav Yechanan, if you could be Mefer, L'misana and not Misana. That means there's one Neder. In the Neder, there are included things that are afflicting her, and there's part of the Neder that's not afflicting her. So maybe he only can be Mefer, and he only can make the part of the Neder that's Inui null and void, but the part there's no Inui, you can't. So Shmuel says, you Mefer it Legambri, the whole thing, like the Ran explains, because you have to Mefer the whole entire Neder. Mashainke Rabbi Yechanan says, no, that even though you have to Mefer a whole Neder, that's only what you're allowed to be Mefer. But here, you can't be Mefer, so there, the part that doesn't bother not to eat that roll that's past kibur, that's the flour is not fine. There's no hafar on that. Hafar does not work. Eisei, when that's a kasha Rabbi Yechanan, says in the Mishnah in Mesechus Nozer, Ha'isha shenodra v'nozer. Isha made a neder that she's going to be a nozer. She was drinking wine and being matamel l'meisim, which is not allowed. Harezu sevegas zabon. She gets malchus. But on top of the figim amanav, but hafala baila, if her husband is made for the neder, v'hiloyada, and she didn't know, and she's drinking wine, and she didn't drink wine yet. She made the neder right away. Her husband was made for it, but she didn't know. V'loyosh hafala, he's a shoysi yain. She drank wine and matamal mesim. She was being matamal mesim. Ainus avekas abayim. She does not get malchus because lemaisa, even though she doesn't know, but the neder is not viable anymore. The neder is very null and void. There's no nazirus. The difference, she does not get malchus. And the Amrit Marazakasha, the ratio of the Mishnah is just Agav the Sefer. The ratio says that Isha Shinov Nazir and she drinks wine, she gets Malchus, it's obvious, like every other Nazir. It's just to set up the next part that if there is a Farah, then the Allah is that there is no Malchus because the Neder is null and void. The Amrit Mayfil Misana, the Mayfil Shemisana. If you say every time you Mayfil Neder, the only part that works is the part that's Inui, the part that's affliction, and not the other part. So Dilma, he was made for the part that she can't drink wine, that's sar. But from the pits and peels, there's no afara. There's no tzar. She gets malchus if she eats that. And like the Ran explains, Loshen Dilma is lav dafka. The more is cash like this. According to Rabbi Yechanan, when you're made for a nazir, you're only made for the start that's in the part in a nefesh, which means the part that's drinking wine. But the part of nazir, besides not drinking wine, is not allowed to eat grapes, and not allowed to eat the peels of grapes, or the pits of grapes. Now the peels and pits, if you tell her she can't eat that, she's not that much, not that afflicted. It's not that delicious. So therefore, l'chayra, it should not be chal, and she eats that, should be chayiv malchus. So what's going on over here? Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef answers, ain't Naziris l'chatzom. There's no such thing as Naziris to be chal just on Zag v'chartzen and not on wine. So therefore, when the Torah says, Yiferenu by Nazir, it got to mean the whole entire Nazir, because no such thing as a Nazir in half. No such thing as a Nazir just to be Zag v'chartzen. You can't be a Nazir just not to eat peels and pits. The Nazir has to be the whole package. And therefore, since you can be made for the Nazir, automatically it falls off, because there's no such thing as a Naziris just for that. Omra Vesiv in Naziris Lechatzon. Omra Abai makes an interesting diyuk. He says, the way he answers, ain't Naziris Lechatzon, but he doesn't say that it's not possible to have any Chatzon by Naziris. He doesn't say, ain't Chatzon bin Naziris. He says, ain't Naziris Lechatzon, which means the Isurim of Naziris can't be half. But it's mashma. Omra Abai, hold carbon Lechatzon, it's mashma. You hold, you can have a carbon for half Naziris. For example, in the case of Nishirim become Tommy, Naziris usually is 30 days. She became a nazir, and she kept 15 days beautifully. After 15 days, the husband heard about it and was made for it. So the last 15 days, you don't have to keep. The shaila is, do you bring a carbon? The shaila is, do you bring a carbon? The halacha is, after you finish a naziris, you bring three kabbonis. So the shaila is, do you bring the three kabbonis? Chatos, oila, and shlamim, do you bring those three kabbonis? So Abaye says, mashma, that the coin to Rav Yosef, you would bring a carbon l'chatzin naziris, because all he said was, ain't naziris l'chatzin. He didn't say, ain't chatzin bin naziris. So Elam Abaye, I'll tell you how to say it. Ain't naziris l'chatzin, but ain't carbon l'chatzin. Both are true. You can't be a naziris halfway, and ain't carbon l'chatzin either. There's no such thing as a carbon for half a naziris as well. And therefore, if you're nazir 15 days, you don't bring a carbon for that. Meisvei, I'm going to ask you a kasha. This is a kasha not on Rav Yechanan, this is a kasha on Abaya. Then the Gemara will come back to Rav Yechanan soon. Isha that became a nazir, befrisha behemta. And not only that, she was already a nazir for a nice few days, she became tamei. Halacha is, when a nazir becomes tamei, They have to bring karbanos, but get tar and start again. What animals do you bring? Which karbanos do you bring when you come tame? It's a little bit different. It's not the chatas da'ol and shlamim. It's the chatas oila and asham. And another difference is that the asham is a behema and the chatas oila are oifais, are birds. So here, she became tame. Then she was mafresh her behema, mafresh her karbanos. And then her husband was mefer before she even brought those karbanos. Va'achach hefala baila. Her husband was made for the Naziris. Halacha is, mevi'a chatasayif, you could bring the chatasayif, ve'im mevi'a elasayif, you don't bring the elasayif, you don't bring the elasayif, because he had a faro. And the Gemara's kasha is, that vi'a amrit in carbon chatsi Naziris, if there's no carbon chatsi Naziris, amai mevi'a chatasayif, you shouldn't bring any part of the kabanas. You shouldn't bring any part of the kabanas, so, because ain't carbon chatsi Naziris. And what does that mean? Ain't carbon chatsi Naziris, that means, If you have a far in the middle of the Naziris process, it's like it's gone. It's not here anymore. So you don't have to bring Kabbalahs anymore. So why bring Chatz Ha'if? So must be, yesh karbon Chatz Naziris. So Mar says right back, obviously Kasha back, Velama yesh karbon Chatz Naziris. So you want to tell me, that it is karbon Chatz Naziris? So shalosh behemoth b'yilai suyei. You should bring three behemoths, Chatz Ha'il v'shlamim. And like the Ran already by Varns, the Gemara Kasha should bring all Kabbalahs, but it's not three behemoths, because we said by a Tumma, you bring the Achatas and Eros Ha'if and Asham. So what the Gemara means to ask, that just like if she wouldn't become Tameh and she did 15 days, you would bring Chatas and Eros Ha'if, here also, you should bring the Asham, Eros Ha'if and Chatas Ha'if. Basically, if you're saying I'm wrong, that you, Abai is telling them back, if you say I'm wrong, and you hold Yesh, Naziris, Tachatzam, so bring all three Kabbalahs of Tumah, which is what? Which is Asham, Eros Ha'if and Chatas Ha'if. The Ran actually has another pshat, but it's a stickle shvera pshat. On the Ran, second pshat, look at the Maloya Roy and what he asks. But we'll stick with the first pshat, that the Gemara's kasha is, that if you hold yesh karbon l'chatsi naziris, you should bring all three kabbanas. So it's shver, so he's saying, there must be some different pshat in this Mishnah. El oilam ein karbon l'chatsi naziris. There is no karbon l'chatsi naziris. And pshat in the Braisa that says, chata sa'if, is for a different reason. Therefore, once he makes hafara, you pot all the kabbalas. And the chiddush is, even if you have mafresh it, like the Ran speaks out, that's what it says, b'fri shvemta. She was already mafresh the kabbalas. Still, once you have the hafara, it's over, you cannot bring this kabbalas. So why bring chatas ha'if? The reason you bring chatas ha'if is, chatas ha'if is a more cool deal of carbon. The chatas ha'if, the masium, is from the chatas ba'al ha'safik. The loch is, if you have a safik, let's say a safik yoledas, not sure if she was mapila ruach or mapila baby, the loch is, you bring a chatas ha'if from a safik to machshir of a kachim. Because it's brought out of Suffolk. So since it's brought out of Suffolk, it's more cool, Dick. So you'll bring it on Naziris also. Even though here, it was ready Hafara. Which the rest of Ran says, it's a little bit Shven, he's a little more Hezber. If you look at the Rosh, he's Masber a little more. The Rosh says, the reason why you bring Chatas Ha'if is because of Inir Kaparak, of Leazar Kapar, it says that Nazir is a Chaytehu. And if you become Tameh, you might have Charatas. Therefore, there's a Chaytehu. So on the Chatas, you might see a Chaytehu, you, at the end of the day, you tire yourself from Yayin. Therefore, you bring a carbon for that reason. And there's a Hafar already that you have the Svara, the Chatas Ba ala Safik. Akaponim, so we Abai is not Shver. Now going back, Esvei, a kasha we're going to ask back on Rav Yechanan, which the truth is you could have asked this kasha already from the Braisa before, but the Gemara is a new Braisa that asks a kasha, and we have a kasha again on Rav Yechanan, who says that you could, that the halacha is that you can't be made for le'ein mis'ana, if it's no affliction, you can't be made for another kasha. Esvei, Isha shenadur v'nazir, Isha made a neder, she made became a nazir, even a tamash, became tamei. Afterwards, the Baal was made for her Naziris. You bring a Chazif and now a same with Lachor we said before. If you hold that the only Afar only works for Inui and not for any Inui on top of Pegim on Beis, Dilma miyayin the Islay Tzaira Hafala, Matumas Meis the Leslay Tzaira Lachala. Lachaira, when you're made for the Naziris, it's only made for this pot that's Tzar, that's Inui. But Tumah, that's not Inui. L'chayra dir, it shouldn't be chal. And since it's not chal, so you should be able to bring the kabbanas. You should be able to bring the kabbanas. Why not bring the kabbanas? L'chayra, regarding the tumah, the naziris is still chay v'kayim. It's still chay v'kayim. And the way the Rosh asks the kasha, that you should be able to metam l'meisim afterwards. Because l'meisa, you should not be able to metam l'meisim afterwards. Because l'meisa is not far, it doesn't work like that. And you could have asked it on the first price. This is clearly that the Yilayim and Tamil Mason have to have Farah. But here the question is, that why don't you say that it's only for the pot that's eaten, not for Tumah? Are you going to ask me the simple Teretz? There's Teretz we said before, the Ein Naziris L'Chatzam. Zokteran, by this is no enzirus ratzon. Buy grape and wine and zag and charetz, and that's all one package. You can't separate that. But tuma, you could separate it. Because it's not totally mamish from enzirus, because the Ran says you find something called enzirus shimshin. Then enzirus shimshin is usher in yayin, and the cutting is here, but you're allowed to be matama lemesim. You're allowed to be matama lemesim. So you see, there is an idea of an enzirus that can split the two, and therefore, it's not shver that the afaros work for one without the other one. On that, on this Ran's teretz, the Brisker Rav actually asks that l'chayra, nazir shim is not a raya, it's a different type of nazir, it's not a raya to this. So the Ran actually has another teretz. The second teretz is more like a doichik teretz. He says that the reason why Gemara didn't answer that, because Gemara had a better teretz, Gemara had a different teretz, Gemara had a true teretz. What's Gemara's teretz? Gemara tain is, Amri tumas meis nami isli tzara. That to mitamal meis, go to Levaya. If you don't allow a lady to go to Levaya, that's tzara to go. Why? The Chassid says in the Pasuk, v'chayitin alibay. The live person by Levaya should let her go to his heart. V'tan yoramei o'imer, what's pshat? The yispa is pinulay. If you're going to give a good hesped, they'll give a hesped for you. The yifk, if you cry for a mace, yifkulay, they'll cry for you. The yakav, the karin, if you bury a mace, they will bury you, they'll take care of you. And since you're not allowing her to do all this, she's going to be nervous that when she dies, no one's going to take care of her. And that causes her affliction right now. That causes her inui, at this minute, it causes her inui. That she's being afflicted by not being able to do these mitzvahs. And therefore, it is considered a Inu Nefesh. So the kasha was just do half. No, Teretz says this is considered Inu Nefesh because the mindset pains her that you can't go to these Levayas.